Pro Circuit Racing, based in Corona, California, and founded in 1978 by Mitch Payton, is known for two things: building high-quality horsepower and winning races. The name Pro Circuit is worldwide recognition that you have bought the best, and we strive to get you the very best products for your bike. From two strokes to four,
engine porting, suspension, and our top-rated exhaust products,
we cover it all.
Take a look at our own 2018 roster of Adam Cincirillo, Austin Faulkner, Garrett Marchbanks, and Martin Davalos. Visit ProCircuit.com for more info on all the services and products. Pro Circuit.
We race.
Yeah, I miss you.
That's okay. Zach Osborne, Daytona. Got to feel good. It's been up and down since your comeback. Detroit was okay. The other two were a wash. This one was a solid front to back. Good ride for the whole main.
Thank you. Definitely feels nice to have something to kind of hang my hat on and sort of build from. Like you said, Detroit was okay, but nothing like tonight. I finally got a good start in the main event and made a couple bad decisions like the first couple laps and got shuffled back a little bit, so I had to battle kind of through the middle of the main. And then
I think you were looked to be a third coming out of a left-hander.
Yeah, and then it just went kind of sideways, you know, quick, you know.
That was you, though, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. And then I think I got shuffled back to like eighth or something, and then moved up to sixth, and then went for a pass on Joey at one point, and then I cased the quad going back that way.
Okay, yeah.
Bad, and it kind of slowed my momentum a little bit.
Yeah.
So I took a sixth, and like I said, it's something to build on, and it kind of makes the work during the week easier because I know how fast I've been going, how fast I was going before the season, how fast I've kind of gotten going here lately. So it definitely makes that a lot easier.
Yeah, I was going to say, closing on Joey, I thought your fitness looked pretty good. Your times were a little bit lower than him. But you were running out of time. Did you have an idea what you wanted to do?
Yeah, I went for the pass there, like three to go, but it was going to clean us both out, so I pumped the brakes and kind of followed him behind him, and then I was really fast in the whoops, or whatever you call them over here, before the wall. So I wanted to get close to him there and make it happen, but I never could get close enough. And when I finally got to him, I only had like three laps to go, and one of those laps was the one I cased the quad. So it was just one of those deals where, it was a bit of a bummer to not get fifth, you know. But like I said, sixth is a start.
The other quad coming the other way, it looked like you were doing it all time. Three quarters of the way through the race. Didn't do it for a few laps, and then I think when you're getting closer to Joey, you're like, well, I guess I got to start doing this again.
Well, it wasn't even that. Okay. It was more like just luck of the draw. I had been going down that left side the whole day because I don't really know why we were all kind of doing it, you know. Yeah. I felt like it was a little bit beat down and lower in the middle to go triple, so I was just using that left side, and then whenever I got behind Joey, I started going to the right, and it was way easier over there. So when I was on the left, it was like, oh, I clipped it, you know. Yeah. Can't do it.
Right.
I clipped the triple, can't do it. So it was just kind of one of those deals, like a last second decision. Yeah. You know,
Hill rode well, and you were probably thinking, I'm gonna get this guy, he's gonna wear out, and you did get him, but he rode pretty well. He was giving you the business for a while.
Yeah, but it took, you know, it took me the majority of the race, you know. Yeah. 15 minutes to pass him, and then once I passed him, I got to Joey quick, and I felt like it was one of those tracks where it was really easy to get close to someone.
Yeah.
But like going by them was a totally different deal.
If they didn't screw up the quad rhythm, you weren't really getting by them.
Weren't passing them. I passed them one time in the whoops that I was talking about, and then he powered down the wall, you know, and I'm like, dang it, like, am I ever going to pass this guy?
Yeah. And then he jumped the quad and you didn't.
And I'm just like, dang it, like, how do I get by this guy? But he was running well, you know, and he's a pretty talented dude.
Yeah. Overall, though, Daytona 450, it's kind of cool, right? It's a neat race, and I'm sure you want to win it one day, but it was kind of neat for you.
Yeah, I mean, this was my first race ever as a pro in 2006, so this is like my 14th year.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But it's the race that I've always sort of dreamed of winning, so yeah, for sure I would love to win someday. But just to have a good result, like the last 2 years on the lights bike, it's been tough. I've gotten fifth both years, I think.
Uh-huh.
So I was, you know, I'd love to have a trophy from here, but it'll come. It's just it's a building process.
It didn't look as square edgy as other Daytonas in the past. I don't know if it was sandier or what the deal was, but it didn't look as square edgy.
Yeah, it was like that. normally it feels like the dirt is on top of other dirt that's native, so okay. it like chunks out, you know, yeah. like you said. But today the dirt was really good. It didn't rut up that bad, and but the jumps were freaking gnarly. Like, yeah. I don't know if I've ever jumped two quads in a rhythm lane at a yeah. at a race, you know. Like, maybe at home you get one every now and then where you can do it for fun or whatever, but at the same time it's they're pretty big jumps too.
Yeah. Yeah, they even took the first one out before practice that you guys were tripling in.
Yeah, but I mean, it really didn't change anything because you ended up doing basically the same thing anyway. So, you know, yeah, I saw that video of those guys doing it yesterday, triple, quad, 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 and I'm like, great. Like, yeah. it's going to be a sick weekend.
Great. I can't wait to drag my pegs up there.
Can't wait to just send it off that. Right. But that lane, actually, it was more hard.
Yeah.
So that the face of the one table over table was really good, and then the end of that lane was hard,
right.
but the one going that way, it was way more forgiving, mm-hmm. but the lane was super soft, like mushy, and then they went out with the dozer right before the our main and kind of tracked the whole thing, so all the jumps were like way more mellow,
yeah.
so you're just like pinning it, and then you're pinning it into the soft stuff, and it's just like blowing all your
yeah.
pop, and it's... It is what it is, though. It was a good track.
You did come through for your Pulp Mix Fantasy owners.
I did. What was my handicap? Six or four?
It was four.
So I got second, double second?
Yeah.
Big boy.
It was good. 40-something points there.
Wow. Yeah. You're welcome.
JT couldn't pick you, so angry.
I know. My buddy's on the same schedule as JT,
the
off weekend.
Right.
So I'm hoping to fix that next weekend. Yeah. But he's like, yeah, thanks a lot, man.
Right, yeah. Couldn't do it last week, huh?
Way to go.
Right. Hey, last thing. Shifting Gears podcast you've been doing.
Yeah.
Covington, Rattray, Pike, Dunge. What's been the response on your end, and how are you enjoying this?
A huge response on my end. The hardest thing for me is getting guys to actually show up.
But, flaky right?
You know, I'm sure you deal with that. But no, it's been super fun. I'm starting to feel like I can do it and kind of carry the show and ask the right questions and, you know, just enjoy it a little more. Whereas with Dunge, I was super nervous. And it was like, you know, he's a pretty big guest to start off with. But
and he's not the greatest interview ever as far as giving back to, you know what I mean? I mean, he's good. He's friendly and all that. But you know what I mean? Like, you want someone that is a little more looser.
Right. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, it's I'm learning too, so it's all good. I'm enjoying it, and the sponsors have been really supportive. Obviously, we got some good numbers on the downloads and stuff, so I'm happy with it.
I like how you went around me to get the download numbers.
I didn't even figure you would know.
I didn't know, but you didn't even ask me. You just went around.
Well, I did. I just go to the horse's head.
Right. And so Marty is going to come up next, we hope?
Marty, I was supposed to do on Friday, so I may actually end up doing another one this week instead of Marty and then try to do him next Friday. So.
And the fans' questions have been good?
Yes. There were no questions for Marty, though. I was really surprised. I was expecting at least like 50 emails of, why can't you move out of the 250 clash? But didn't get any, so I was pretty surprised.
Well, cool. Shifting Gears podcast, people, grab it, subscribe to it, and I think it's been really interesting. Thanks, man.
Thank you.